Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. We are here on another dynamic Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And we are here to share another dynamic show from Let's Talk Truth. Today, Let's Talk Truth, we're going to talk about, has technology stunted our growth? And I know all of us know what the word stunt means. Comes in two categories. The one we're going to talk about is anything that hinders your development. Hinders your development. And so has technology stunted our growth? We're going to explore how the role and the impact that technology plays in our lives. Has the role of technology been more of a positive or a negative influence? If there is a balance between the negative and the positive for technology, wherein does it lie? The more we grow, the more we diminish. And so I hope you all are tuning in. If you are, you have dialed 323-580-5712. And we're here just to explore whether or not technology has stunted our growth. We have some guests in our studio today. We have Shannon, we have Courtney, we have Dijon, we have Louise, and we have Mr. Motivator. Now, Mr. Motivator is here. We just thank him for coming by all the time because he offers so much to us, and he has a way in which he motivates us to arrive at the truth. You know, sometimes we're so lackadaisical when it comes to understanding things that's going on inside of us, but certain things in our lives really motivate us to seek these things out and to make sure that things are functioning. There's a question that goes through everyone's mind. You know, what's wrong with people today? What's wrong with the young folk? What's wrong with the old folk? What's wrong in the media? What's wrong in the church? There's something ailing everyone. But we're striving to move forward in this day and time, and we're supposed to be growing. We're supposed to be changing and elevating ourselves to a positive way. But as technology increases, what is it doing for us as a people? And so we have to stop and ask ourselves one day, the more we grow, you know, the more we diminish. Because for some of us that was born, you know, back in the day, we're considered old school. Mm-hmm. What's the difference in old school and new school? Technology.
That's
the only difference, technology. Everything is the same. There's no new sin under the sun. Everything that they did in the old school days, they're doing it today. Everything that was done. So the only thing that brings that section together, to bring those two entities together, has to be technology. Everyone depends on technology. So we're going to talk about technology. And any of you on our panel, you can start this thing off. What do you believe? And when we say believe, this has nothing to do with a feeling. This is our absolute belief. So this is what we're functioning on. What do you believe about technology? Is it the greatest thing that has happened, or is it the worst thing that has happened?
Oh, I think both.
Both.
It's both. It's kind of like an oxymoron, you know. Whereas one hand is great, and then another hand it can be a hindrance. Because right now, with some of the technology that came out, such as computers, for example, you know that back in the day there were computers will fill up a whole room, but now you've got these computers now they own the phones, and you know they became size of a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so with people being on the computer now, with young children, they're not outdoors. They're not getting outside. They're not outdoors getting exercise like they used to. Everybody on the computers all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things. And like with, and I noticed with the computer, you know, a lot of your people that used to read books and newspapers, everything now is going to the computer, so you very seldom going to see it very much of that these days. So you're going to have a lot of people. It's just like instead of just, you know, going out to the library and doing some research, they just get on the Internet. So now the Internet, it does everything for them. So it's kind of made everybody kind of lazy. So
right.
So, so now you're going to have more people that dealing with this obesity and all that. So then, instead of getting out, getting some exercise, they're sitting in front of the computer all day long.
Okay.
I think Louise made a good point. I'm looking back when I graduated, came out of college. I worked in the engineering industry for a while. And we, as engineers, had to go out into the field, and we had to do all of our graphs and drawings, create our blueprints. We had to take our measurements, and we had to go into the office to calculate everything and make sure everything was correct. The engineers today have a machine. They have a computer technology. They have cameras that take pictures of everything. The computer does the graphs, the drawings, the blueprints. There are a lot of things that the engineers did back when I got into the industry that they no longer do today. And I'm saying even when I got into the education industry, you can see where we as educators had to come together on a lot of things and problem solve a lot of things that we wanted to do for the students. But now everything is for the teachers. A lot of it's being put on the computer. It's in books. The teachers pretty much follow what's in the computer, what's on the book. There's not a lot of room to explore or to bring in outside interests for the students. Everything is so computerized.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
And then the other thing, I'm looking at parents. When I grew up, my mother read to us, my grandmother, and we loved to have a bedtime story when we were kids. Nowadays, most kids don't know what bedtime stories, they don't know what reading is. They have these computer gadgets that pacify the kids.
Yes.
So all of the kids have different computer gadgets to keep them busy, and those are the new babysitters for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, it was the television. Now it's all of the latest computer gadgets, and the kids pretty much are getting to a point where they pacify themselves. They get to themselves. They go to the room by themselves, and the computer pacifies, educates, keeps them busy.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're absolutely right. I can remember back when I was growing up. Everybody in our hometown didn't have a television set. So there was, everybody wasn't sitting in front of a TV in the evening watching television. You had people who were actually talking to their parents. Mm-hmm. Parents, I'll never forget, my parents used to sit down and talk to us and say different things that boosted our growth, mm-hmm. and everything that we did, everything. Mm-hmm. So you have to get down to the point where we are, if you think about it, these things like this kept us, I guess, grounded. We were able to function on having soundness in our lives. We had sound doctrine, and we received it. But now, you very seldom, people don't like to talk to their parents anymore. You know, they're busy talking to, I'm going to call Fida, you know, and we're going to do this. And then the guys, well, you know, I'm going to call up Elvin, and we're going to do this. Or I'm going to call up Jason, and we're going to do this. But back in the day when there was no technology was limited, there was nothing for us to do. We either would read or sit down and listen to old school stories from our parents.
Yes.
And I'll never forget, I learned so much listening to old school parents. My mother, the first time I heard the word overbearing, I was a young kid. I mean, I was little. And my parents told a story about an uncle of mine who was very overbearing, and how he just would push his way, and it didn't matter how he treated people. And listening to that story, I grew up with that word in mind. I never, ever wanted to be an overbearing child. I didn't want to be overbearing. So because of that, I learned from that. I learned how I should treat people. It was so much I learned from listening to my parents. But now we have so much technology, and actually I believe technology may have been put there to help us. But as in everything we have on this earth, sometimes things we have that's intended for good is perverted. And it's perverted to where it destroys mankind rather than build mankind up. One thing I think that technology, a great negative impact it has on mankind as a whole, it steals our money. It does. Technology steals your money. It stops you from having anything. So we can't benefit, you know, the masses can't benefit from technology because we don't think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't think. So automatically you're geared that you need everything you see.
Yes.
I tell my kids all the time, when my son was young, the first thing I bought him, I don't know if it was an Atari, I bought an Atari for my nephew. And after that, my son was born, he had a Nintendo. He had that a couple of months. They came out with something else that was a little bit more advanced. So we got him that. Then something else that was a little bit more advanced than that second, we got that. Until we got to the Game Boy and the PlayStation. By the time we got to the PlayStation, he was big enough to basically have a job by his own. But I asked him, why do you buy into a PlayStation 2 if you've got a PlayStation? He said, well, because everything for the PlayStation is obsolete. I said, why? Because it forces you to up the price and buy something else. It's not that it's teaching you anything. You're not gaining anything from it. It's merely taking your money. Then after you get the PlayStation 2, it's the PlayStation 3. When will PlayStation stop advancing, and when will we stop feeling that we have to advance because it advances? Mm-hmm. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, y'all can jump in here if you want to.
Here's a gentleman who might can tell us, do you feel that technology has stunted your growth or our growth? How do you feel about the children today and with the technology? Do you think they're using their creativity, their brain, or do you think they're relying more on the computer? Tell us what you think.
Really, it depends. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the person.
Okay.
Because some people can use the technology for good and for greater to, you know, help mankind.
Uh-huh.
Then we have others who just use it for their selves, like their entertainment or their downtime or relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking for ways to use that technology for good, help someone else out.
Wow.
I understand. Let me, now, we're talking about technology and advance. One thing that I can really say that was has made a positive impact with technology is DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We've had more people set free from prison that have been was wrongly accused of things that DNA proved their case for them. Things like that is good. Anything that's good for the uplifting of the of an individual's life, I think it's all good that technology can do that. Airplanes, things that used to a man sat in the cockpit back in World War II is different than from what a man sitting in the cockpit is today. So it seems like that's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you my view on technology. Technology has made America lazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
America is so lazy. Now, if you're lazy, how can you explain an individual, an adult, back in 1950, the average adult in America, say they weighed 120 to 130? That same person using the same thing now at the same age is overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So
yes.
Technology come in and we've become lazy. And we're so lazy now, the average household don't cook anymore.
Mm.
They don't. The average household don't know what a conventional oven is because everything you buy is microwavable.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's microwavable because somebody don't want to take the time to break it down and to cook it.
Yes.
We eat processed food.
Yes.
Processed food increases our weight. Our blood pressure is up. I don't know.
And our risk for cancer or something.
Risk for cancer, diabetes,
yes.
Everything that we are suffering with today. I can remember when I was a little girl. I was a little girl in the 60s. I cannot name five people in our area that died from cancer. I cannot do it. Because people did not die from cancer back in those days. Some did, but not the masses that's happening today.
Mm-hmm.
So what is different? Technology is different. Technology is so different. We are eating processed foods.
Okay.
We're eating them from a microwave. Anything that cooks food like that cannot be healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Any processed foods cannot be healthy for you. We have more fast food restaurants
mm-hmm.
or fast food places to buy food
exactly.
than at any time in our life.
Yeah.
What happened? What's the difference? technology. Exactly, technology. So we have come up with so many things that we think is beneficial till we have allowed ourselves to be robbed. Now, what if we had to go back to the old way? What would happen nowadays if we had to walk 5 miles a day just to get to school? See, there was nobody overweight back in the day because people walked where they wanted
right,
to go.
That would really help our cardiovascular system.
Now, let me say this. When I said earlier in the show that technology robbed us of our money,
mm-hmm.
we don't walk, but we will pay, I don't know how much money a month. I'm going to join a fitness center.
Mm-hmm.
What can a fitness center?
People join that only for popularity.
Exactly. But, you know, it's still robbing you.
And they never go. I know two people got full gym memberships, paid every month on their credit card, and never go.
I know, but look at the people who goes.
Yeah.
There are some people who, and I'm working out. You want to go to the fitness center, but if I told you to get out of that Mercedes
mm-hmm.
and walk up there to take your kid to school, you'd die. If I told you you couldn't drive your BMW 6 miles, you would die.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you now, what benefit, we're talking about technology, and if it benefits us or stunts our growth,
yes.
We're talking about technology.
Okay.
If we all took our health in our own hands and started to take care of ourselves as we should,
mm-hmm.
how many fitness centers would there be?
There wouldn't be.
Oh, but I have the greatest technology thing that gets everybody.
Uh-huh.
Exhibit A. Everybody has certain TV shows they watch, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Lose their remote.
Oh, I know.
You will hunt a Mississippi mile to find the remote when all you had to do was go over there and change to the channel, you know, come on. But
exactly.
Instead of doing that, we would tear the room.
Technology has made us
look at for your cell phone.
Right. People sleep with those remotes. They sit there and, wow, they just click, click, click.
Exactly.
And that's the only exercise, that finger motion. From
but now,
the
thing of it is, we can't sit up here and point at each other because we all guilty of it.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Has a fitness center ever paid one of your bills?
Mm-hmm. What? No.
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 It was. Okay, let me tell y'all what's all over television.
Yes.
Sean T and the abs and the abs.
Yes, because he knows how to work out without
hurting
your back.
Oh, no. How did we work out back in the day when Sean T was not even a gleam in his mama's eye? No, you were not necessarily got it.
Climbing trees and running in the ditches and riding through the country, you know, running through the
woods.
Try to get somebody out of that bed.
Running from cows.
Now, to go pick an ear of corn.
What?
What? An ear of corn.
Out there.
That's true.
And snakes and everything. Have you seen a cornfield?
Pick corn.
I've been in a cornfield.
Yeah, I'm pretty
and
sure. But I bet you haven't seen
peas in the evening
corn.
After school. And we go out.
Yes, we did. Some of our neighbors are children of the
yeah.
corn.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing like the movie
yes.
we're talking about.
Malachi was my neighbor.
And a lot of the guys had mostly because we told that.
Yes.
The bucket to feed the hogs, you know, take the hogs.
We have allowed technology to rob us. Now, let me say something. Now, laying all jokes aside,
mm-hmm.
How many of y'all in here rich? How many of you in here rich?
It depends on your definition of rich.
No, I'm talking about how many of you in here got money that you can patch hell 3 miles and every time you lay a dollar down, it'll burn.
Mm-mm,
no. How many of y'all rich?
Mm-mm,
how many of you want to be rich?
I don't
want to
be that rich.
But no, I'm just saying, how many of us in here want to pay our bills on time every day? Every
and
month.
Have money left over.
And have money left over.
I ain't got
over.
To be rich today, but that's what I want.
Okay, but that's what you want.
Yes.
Now, if that's what we want, why don't we stop allowing technology to rob you?
Mm-hmm. But, okay, I want to play devil's advocate for a moment.
Go
how
ahead, play it
that
there.
When everything that we do is conformed to technology, for example,
mm-hmm.
everything that you, you know, if you have an older model house, eventually the parts of your house, they won't carry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They upgrade to something else.
Right.
All kinds of things. Like, for example, using, you know, normal, you know, air conditioning and heating units.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like they used to be. Now you have to get, they don't make those anymore. So to get it fixed, you can't unless you, you know, piece something together, you know, fall apart. You know, have the MacGyver mom with thick gum and.
Okay, may I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment.
Okay.
Back in 1950, in any house in America, you guys are young. Some of y'all are so very young. But I want to ask you this. How many houses do you know that has central air and heating?
I don't know. That's probably why I wasn't alive then. But
how many of you?
I didn't grow up with a house.
You did not grow up. But did you faint?
No.
Oh,
we were healthy.
No.
Because
we were healthy because we had fresh air.
Right. That's why we opened up the windows and let the fresh air in.
And you
I'm telling
those.
You.
So, fan thing,
because the window.
No, she's talking about the little window unit. Now, they're not air conditioned.
Well, whatever
they just
about.
Little fans that the wind would blow on that blade
and
make
and
it turn.
Make it turn. Make
no,
it
no, no. I mean the one that you would turn on, turn the button on. And have to whip the outside of it to get it.
Put the water up on the inside.
Yeah, you do. Listen.
Well, I mean.
My thing, okay, I'm telling you this. Now, I'm not saying that, but ask any average young American right now to stay in the house all day without the air on and see the response you get.
What?
That's the response you get.
Serious?
You understand what I'm saying? But we are the most overindulged,
because
lazy.
That's how it's set up. That's how it's been set up over time. If you look at the history of the world, period.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has been evolving from everything that we used to look at, like Star Trek and things like that. We thought those were outlandish ideas about space and, oh, a blind man can see with a little band over his eyes. Well, those things have real premise now because technology has caught up to a person's mind thinking. Somebody thought, you know, I wonder if that really could work. Let's sit down and try to figure out how it does. The world is geared toward evolving towards something else.
Okay, the world is geared that way.
But we're living in the world. My mother has a flip phone. Eventually, she's going to have to get a smartphone because they don't make flip phones anymore.
Regardless of what they make. Regardless. See, that's what I'm saying. We are trying to keep up with technology rather than allowing technology to do what's good for us. We keep trying to keep up with technology.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to? Listen. Not only has it made us lazy, look at how we cook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't.
We don't cook.
Mm-hmm.
We have frozen dinner.
Steamed vegetables are very healthy for you.
But how many people, listen, the average person.
Ask for steamed vegetables, not an Oreo cake pie, cooking pie.
Exactly. But now let me say this. See, they're trying to really. No, I'm not going to be quiet because my mom used to cook sweet. And she would cook cakes, but we didn't mow those cakes down. We had a balance.
Yes.
I said at the beginning of the show, if there's a balance in the positive and the negative side of technology, wherein does it lie? It's up to every individual to make that balance work.
Mm-hmm. Balance is another word for boundaries when it comes to things.
Exactly.
Like this. And the world nowadays, as you know, even though I'm not old, but I'm getting older. Anywho, so I'm getting older, and I do see some of the things that I took for granted. Then I didn't weigh out things as heavily as I do now,
mm-hmm.
because it's realistic. My mortality is a realistic thing to me.
Yes.
And the more I get older, my friends die off and things like that. You begin to, but most young people don't know boundaries.
Exactly.
They don't. Boundaries. Like, I'm going to see if I can keep doing this and my mama's going to say something. If you keep hollering, I'm going to pop you and never do, you don't develop a boundary.
I was talking to a young man the other day.
Mm-hmm.
About his son.
Mm-hmm.
He had his son putting his socks on and his shoes. His son is two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no one questioned his ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just said he's too young to do it. And the reason I say that he's too young to do it is because he doesn't know boundaries. Mm-hmm. Now, if you think that I'm not telling you the truth, try a young man. One day they're putting their socks on. The next day they're trying to do something else, which is way out of their league to
do. They feel like a big boy.
Because they feel like they're a big boy. So you have to keep them grounded so that they won't jump all out, you know, jump out and think they can do something. I can do it. I can do it. My granddaughter does that a lot, and I have to stop her and pull her down. I didn't say you were not capable of doing it. I'm saying it's out of your league to do it. It's out of your boundary.
Like sending her there to cook. Some
That's why.
To be chicken, and she'll burn the kitchen down.
That's why I don't say. I had two young people that lived with me at one time, and their mother got so offended because I didn't let them fix nothing in my microwave. These were little girls. And I said, no, they don't. If they're going to get something microwave, you're going to do it.
That's right.
But she was, they do it at my house. I said, well, they won't do it at this house.
Yes.
Because one day you'll have them putting something in the microwave, then they'll put something in there that they shouldn't put in there.
Like
forks. And all of a sudden,
forks will blow up. That's
right, forks.
Yeah.
And plastic, you know, ketchup containers and all that will burn and blow. The microwave up,
so you have
out.
To realize technology has stunted our growth.
It's not working.
Now, let me say this. I'm going to say something because we're going to really discuss this. Let me tell you something. What makes a body function?
Water.
Your brain.
Oh.
Your brain.
That's true.
Tell me this. When people marvel at Einstein. Einstein was brilliant. Brain, you couldn't
get.
He was a genius.
Adam Bomb.
When he passed away, within so many hours of him passing away, some scientists had cut his brain out and was passing it out among the people.
Yeah, they wanted to try to study his brain.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. What kind of technology was back there when Einstein was brilliant? What did he have? What did he have? We're not talking about.
He had a pencil and paper.
Come on now.
Chalkboard.
There are kids nowadays that cannot do a simple math problem unless they have a calculator.
Yes. They take tests in school with calculators.
With calculators.
Now, I'm going to
set
the school system for that, though.
No, I don't. I fault the parents for that.
That's
because parents have allowed the school system to dictate what their children do. If parents will get out there and say, everybody don't have a computer. All kids don't have a computer. All
schools have the ability to print out and do all that kind of stuff.
So we sit up here and we let our kids fail, and we have, because our kids don't know how to do 2 + 2 = 4. Back when I was 4 and 5 years old, we learn the timetables. How many young kids now learn timetables?
Not until they get like
You know, we used to have to recite the timetables.
You know, but you look at things now, like when I was in school,
they started,
you know, we had books for every class.
Had
8 books a year. So you had 7 classes. You had 7 books, but then you had an extra book for English. It was a literature book, which is my favorite. Anywho, but they started weaning the books off. You know, you have them for class, but you don't take them home.
No, you don't.
Now, let me tell you, let me explain. I didn't have to take my books home, but did I take a book home every day? Yes. Because my mother,
I required it.
She said, I don't care what the situation is. You better at least bring a history book, an English book, I don't care which one, and a math book home every day. And it wasn't, I could bring it home just to hold it and sit it down. I had to look in them books. I had to study in them books.
Now, now we're talking about that. Now, technology has torn up our kids. Now, we have a technology flaw in our school system. Our kids are coming up dumber and dumber and dumber and get down. You know how I know? How many kids can't do not pass that exit exam or whatever that is.
The
they
song.
Have so many,
yeah, that.
They have so many
the
names.
Yeah,
names.
Yeah.
And they put those in place.
Stars,
you
man.
Cannot tell me these things are not put in place
yeah.
to cripple mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Technology has been perverted, and it has changed from what it's supposed to be into what they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something else.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Motivator, you go, you visit the library frequently.
Yes.
Have the population of the library declined?
Yes, it has.
Because people don't go to the libraries anymore. You know why?
You can Google everything.
You can Google
you can
everything.
Google.
But, bing!
You can download
you
everything.
You can Google, bing it, whatever. But let me
watch
tell you something. While you're Googling and bing it, you need to make sure your kid can read and write before they Google and bing. Because let me tell you something. If you Google and bing it, and I ask you to write a letter,
and
you write no letter, you can't spell. When you misspell your own name, technology has destroyed you.
Oh, that's true, because now, like in my phone, I don't even have to type the text. I can just push a little microphone and say, if I say it clear and concise and they know what I'm saying, it'll come on the screen, I can hit send. You
we,
can train somebody to push a button. That's
we
all
do not. We do not. We do not have anything in this society today to tell me that our kids are, we as grown-ups, we're not growing. Technology has crippled us, and it has stunted our growth to the fact that our children can't read, they cannot write a good sentence, cannot make a good sentence, because if you type it on the computer, spell check, you don't have to know how to spell. You don't even have to know how to look up something in a dictionary because you've got the computer there to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, not even that. We have integrated so much slang and everything else that you don't even know correct grammar.
Exactly.
I'm fifth to do that. I'm bounced to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't about that life. You can't tell your manager in corporate America.
You're not about that life, Mr. Jenkins. You're not about that life.
He's like, who are you talking about? Also, we have a bodybuilder in our audience. Mr. Universe just walked in. Would you like him to make a comment?
Technology has gotten to this, Mr. Bodybuilder here. He doesn't know that that muscle he got is not really a muscle. It's just an organ. I want to say something to you. If the human brain is what it takes to make you function. When you're on it like that right there, come on, everybody start getting to your cell phone.
Oh,
just start looking up something.
People have come up on the internet. Y'all can put y'all down. Y'all don't
even do it. I do have internet. I just don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, what is your brain doing while that computer is being smart? What is your brain doing?
Processing.
No, the computer is processing the information.
Thinking about
not.
Many other things, it helps you multitask.
So, what my thing is, your brain is not being fed, and anything that's not being fed, what happened to it? Exactly. So, you have to understand what's happening to your brain while technology is going to work for you.
Yeah.
Your brain is going somewhere else, but it's not doing what it's supposed to. Do you know it says the human brain can process information as fast as 268 miles per hour?
Wow.
That's how fast information can travel to the brain. Goes at different speeds because the neutrons build different. Humans have more brain cells at the age of what? 2 than at any other time in your life.
Wow.
So what are you feeding your brain from a 2-year-old on up to now? Well, you better go in there and get on that computer. You better go in there and look at them cartoons. You better go in there. You're letting something else feed your child, and your child's brain is not functioning. Let me ask you something. If you allow technology to dictate your every move, and we shut technology down, how are you going to live?
you stifle your creativity.
It's like a blackout.
You
won't be able to function.
That's right. There won't be.
You will have to second guess yourself every time.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Not only that, if something like that were to happen,
mm-hmm.
that would set the world back to biblical times.
Exactly.
Because uh-huh. we're too dependent on technology.
We're too dependent on technology.
Some things in technology make us better.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like I told them the DNA. That's
medical
a good thing.
Or whatever, but when the problem comes when we rely on it too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we begin to let everyday tasks we let a computer handle them.
Yes.
Then we are losing our human essence.
Mm-hmm.
It was a movie. It's a children's movie called WALL-E.
Mm-hmm.
And in that movie, all the humans, like computers, do everything for them. They got fat and out of shape. They couldn't even walk anymore. They
mm-hmm.
went around.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went to the, when they got to populate the earth again or whatever, they couldn't because they were too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And that just shows you our dependence on things now.
Exactly.
That we depend on things like cell phones. We depend on email. We depend on microwaves too much. We depend on GPS, and you know,
people can't even read maps now.
You don't know
where
you're
going.
You can't even tell.
They know.
Have
no idea what map.
You don't know north, south,
by compasses.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know how to tell. You know, I can pick up somebody and say, you know, let's go outside. Now tell me from where the sun's position is, where we are. People don't even know these things.
They don't
and
know.
And those
it.
Are life
yeah.
essence things. Because
yes, they are.
You can go on a camping trip or you can go somewhere and your technology runs out.
Exactly.
Then
yeah.
what do you do?
Oh, you
think that the gas in your stove, oh, we gonna always cook, but what if the stove doesn't light?
Come on.
How do you start fire?
Come on.
That's right.
What will happen? What's gonna happen if we continue to be so dependent on technology?
It will,
the very thing
us,
that
like,
you...
Like they're trying to do now. They're trying to get everything that's written into a file
mm-hmm.
and a
exactly.
computer.
Exactly.
But if we have something, and we have a lot of things happening to us, people are hacking our sites and
mm-hmm.
everything, just, you know, they're stealing credit cards. But what if they virus it and kill it?
Exactly.
Then
exactly.
all your medical records, because they have all digitized them, they wipe them out. Nobody knows what's wrong with you. So your medication might be given, the dosage might be wrong, things like that. People don't understand the magnitude of dependence on technology
mm-hmm.
too much.
That's right.
You can kill
now,
yourself.
Let me say something to you. We're talking about the brain, and what I'm going to say now is going to kind of open up a little avenue to let you know that people lie to themselves,
mm-hmm.
that technology is not everything that it's supposed to be. Did you know that everyone's brain starts out as a female? Everyone's brain starts out as a female. The brain of males begin to become into play around 8 weeks after conception, and that's done by the male hormone, which is what men? Testosterone. So now for all of the men that say that they all of the females that say they were born men,
mm-hmm.
that's a lie. If you don't give your brain a chance to breathe and grow, and you continue to let it be smothered by technology,
mm-hmm.
you're going to cease to exist the way you should exist, and you will be controlled all of your life. Do you want to be controlled?
And what you're bringing up about the brain is so, it ties in with technology in that
mm-hmm.
as man, we try to imitate the brain. And technology is going, the only thing technology can't do is can't rationalize. But we
are trying to do that. We are trying to give computers to be computers and technology to be self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And the applications can be good, but it can be bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the human brain is like, the human brain, all the human brain is a big computer.
Mm-hmm.
All we do is our thinking.
And there's a certain part of it for your speech,
a
certain for everything.
Like that. So what the host is saying is correct, that we need to nurture our brain. It's like defragmenting.
A computer.
Or cleaning out the viruses in it.
Yes.
Because we can go into sensory overload. And
now, to bring up the sensory overload, did you know that your brain, when we're talking about your brain, chronic exposure to stress,
mm-hmm.
guess what that does to the brain?
Oh.
It overloads the brain
mm-hmm.
with powerful hormones
yes.
that are intended for short-term function
mm-hmm.
in emergency situations.
Endorphins and,
yes.
And adrenaline.
Long-term exposure has a cumulative effect that kills your brain cells.
Wow.
So while we sitting up entertaining drama.
That's the same thing drugs do. It sends it a false sense. And then once it's there so long,
mm-hmm.
once you stop doing the activity, your brain fail to realize what's pain, what's pleasure, what's funny,
brain
what's
can't
not,
feel pain.
After a while, it keeps the dopamine and the adrenaline you rewire your brain. So your
yeah.
brain says, oh, well, what may be funny may make you cry now.
Mm-hmm.
And what
exactly.
makes you cry, you could see, you know, oh, my mom died. But your brain is being rewired.
Exactly.
And people don't understand that while we are up here talking about technology in our brain, we need to feed our brains with other things than, like you said,
with
drama.
Healthy stuff.
With science channels. With learning about animals,
learning
about survival.
Making our
decision-making
process. We need to learn how to just make simple
because
decisions.
We can go to all the school in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if I tell you, hear these books. Now, your car broke down from in between here and California. Now, let these books do it. You ain't going to know.
You won't.
You know, you need to know what you can eat, what you can't eat.
Exactly.
And these things are life skills.
That reminds me of a movie that was on. This guy wanted to get away from everybody. He cut up his credit cards. He dismissed himself from his whole family. He took a little backpack and went off walking. And he walked up in the mountains, and he met some people on the trail, and this man tried to get him, come on, be a part. No, I want to be by myself. They found him dead
uh-huh.
on an old bus uh-huh. because he had eaten something
uh-huh.
that was poisonous to him, and it was just a little plant out there.
Uh-huh.
If we don't allow our brain to get some air, that's why I hate to see a clump of people standing up and everybody's cell phone out in their hand. Put that cell phone down and let your brain start to breathe.
Yeah.
Put that cell phone down, and if you want to sometimes write somebody a letter,
yeah.
you do some snail mail.
That's right. Read a book. Read a sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay off of Facebook.
Just like
there
you said, just like you're saying about writing letters.
Mm-hmm.
People now probably don't even know how to format a letter.
That's exactly.
True. Where the things go. Where the sincerely or yours truly go.
Yes.
How to address this.
Whether you're doing a business letter or a social letter.
Like
they don't know different things like that. People don't
people
know
really
how
dope.
Many spaces to put after a period. They don't know how many, if a business letter is all one-sided, or do you indent? Yeah, so you
but
don't
see,
know all
the
these
people
things.
That really know that is the generation that I believe right after the baby boom. After that, around my generation, it starts tapering down because we're reliant on
I promise you, because it's hurting
us.
We're
relying on technology.
Yes,
because
our generation don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
It's hurting.
One of my classmates back in the day was having a problem taking tests, and so the teacher told him to go to the doctor. And when he went to the doctor said that it was because of too many cobwebs inside his brain.
Inside his brain, because he hadn't used them.
Because he said, there you go.
That's what anything in life, use it or lose it.
Mm, exactly. So if we understand that, why is it so hard for us to get started? You know, I tried something. I can post something on Facebook that's stupid,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody will like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
True. Yeah,
I can put
true.
Something on Facebook that's wisdom, that's growth building.
Positive.
Nobody looks at it. If they do, they don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that really bothers me because it just lets me know who are these people.
But you're playing with our, you are not getting to our raw self with positive. Our raw human nature is violence
and
chaos.
So if I can put something on here, I see people.
Nonsense.
I see some people holding up their childbirth, waiting on the new show that's coming out, Basketball Wives.
Oh, yes.
I'm
waiting
for that. Are waiting for that.
Yes.
Do you tell me?
I want to see what's going on with Ever.
Popular reality.
Don't nobody want to know about. Tell me. Let me see what's happening in my life.
Yes.
Let me see. I don't get out looking at nobody else's life.
Yes. Stress and trauma.
Like their own lives. Their own
lives. No, it's not. Half the people that's watching that ain't been pushed around by no rich man,
yes.
And beat in the face by no rich man.
No,
yes.
I'm saying like, you know, if you watch someone else's downfall and decline, it makes you feel not so bad about your own.
No, it doesn't. That's just
entertainment.
That's all it is. It's entertainment, but you take it as if it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Real women don't live like that.
No, they don't. Uh-huh.
Real women don't live like that. Real men don't live like that.
Mm-hmm.
Real men love their wives, take care of their wives, take care of their children, make a living for them.
Yeah.
I wish I would get Courtney up on talking about a reality show where he's putting his wife and child through some everything. You just don't do that. You don't do that. Technology has taken us to the point where we want everything chaotic.
Yeah.
We want to just attach ourselves.
You know what?
Let me attach myself to this.
I have another example of how technology has really changed things. I can remember when I was young, I had certain times I could watch television. I couldn't watch television all day.
Mm-hmm.
I had to read a book. I couldn't do, like now kids are inundated with computer games,
that's
inundated
true.
With TV shows.
You're right.
People who have kids let the TV watch
that's
their children.
Right?
That's why a lot of this, not even that's why a lot of kids nowadays can't talk.
Uh-huh.
My
exactly.
parents talked to me. My family talked to me, which is why I was able to read, write, math, everything. At 3 years old, I could do addition.
Mm-hmm.
I could write and print and cursive. I knew all of these things. I had a very extensive vocabulary because in the summertime, when everybody was outside running around playing all day, me and my brother, we had vocabulary words. We had to write them in sentences.
Right.
And we had to use
they
them
had so many a week to
right.
do it.
But you know, we you know, since I've dropped in, we have talked about, you know, some of the, you know, most of the negative things about technology. But
mm-hmm.
some good things about technology is
mm-hmm.
that we can now we can date things and see what period they came out of.
Mm-hmm.
We can save books. It's people now actually learning how to preserve the paper from 2,000-year-old texts so that people can read them.
Right.
We can look inside the body more and diagnose things before the cancers get too far.
Mm-hmm.
We can look inside and people might not say, oh, science, but we can look into the universe and see what God has made.
Yes.
And
I
like
agree
that
with you.
Smart things. But, yes, technology, you know, can be negative. It's just how you apply it in your life.
We have to
know as human beings and to how to make the balance. And I think that's what it's, the out of balance thing. And we have to learn how to have balance in our lives. And said, you know, technology has its place,
mm-hmm.
but we as humans have to have our place in doing things the hard way. Sometimes creates a better success, and you're proud of yourself more than just sticking something in the microwave that you mm-hmm. accomplished something by actually putting it in the oven and letting it heat up over time. Your food tastes better.
Yeah. Exactly.
Things like that. So, these are the things that we need to think about in our daily basis,
mm-hmm.
is that what technology has done and what does it do right, and apply the right things at the right time, and we'll get a better outcome.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, we've got about 4 minutes.
I got one. Mm-hmm. You know, and I like what you said earlier about during the years when we grew up, we had chores and we did things around home and we took walks, we exercised, we played, you know, we got out on the bus, and we were healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I ran into one of your friends from Costa, Texas. And anyway, she told me that she wanted you to have this to remind you the first job that you had, and she said, nobody could catch chickens the way you could.
Now, see, you have people as guests on your show, and they try to dog you out. No one is as old as Mr. Motivator.
Jesus' mama.
Oh, Jesus, yes. But listen, Mr. Motivator, I think I told this once, and I'm going to tell it quickly because I got 3 minutes. Mr. Motivator, it took him a long time to get technology going. They had an outhouse, and I didn't realize it because we didn't have outhouses. We had restrooms.
What?
With commodes and flush. And the first time I went to Mr. Motivator's house and one of his brothers came in running, oh, my God, the restroom is on fire. I grabbed my purse because I said, it's going to burn the house down. Mr. Motivator said, don't worry about it. Sit down. It ain't going to reach the house. So,
burn.
So we've got to really, I just want everybody to think about what we talked about and what we talked about, the balance. And like I said, and I say this on every show that I have, Let's Talk Truth is geared to share the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if we face what we are going through, our lives will be much better. I'm not here to preach to anyone. I don't want to preach to anyone. But in order for us to connect with truth, God has to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank everyone for tuning in today. And I wanted to say technology has stunted our growth.
Yes.
It has. Even though we have to leave the technology to the experts that have built things that's very beneficial for us as mankind, but as an individual, we have allowed ourselves to be hoodwinked and bamboozled by the effects that technology has on our lives, and because of that, we're in a slow decline. Like I said at the beginning, the more we grow, the more we diminish as a race. So we need to learn where technology is supposed to be and how to make it affect our lives. Again, I want to thank everyone that's here on my panel. If you need to send us an email, send it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. You can also check my blog page, www.loisbullock.blogspot.com. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been here. Thank you all for our green room uplifting and updating us, and the snacks that you all have done. And so, you know, thank everybody for being here on time. You guys are just awesome. My staff is so very awesome. I just thank you so much for everything that you've done.
Sure.
And we're going to be having other guests. One of our television personalities, I had a chance to have lunch with them on yesterday, and they're going to be coming on the show, so we're going to give everybody advance notice so they'll be able to tune in and enjoy our TV personality.
And let's thank our audience for coming out, too.
Oh, yeah. We thank our audience so much. Y'all are so awesome. Okay, so if nothing else, we're going to say this is Lois Bullock, and you have just listened to Let's Talk Truth, and I am loving you with the heart of God.